This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
From the Washington Times is going to join us at 8 a.m. He covers the football team. Bob Carpenter, voice of the Nats on Masson, will be our guest at 8:30. We'll talk about everything that's been going on there. Barry Zwerluga wrote yesterday that the win, holding on to that win against Tampa, was very significant the other night for the Nats. It would have been a devastating loss. We'll ask Bob about that and the series upcoming against, right now, the best team in baseball, the San Francisco Giants. Michael Phillips, our good friend and one of my favorites, who covers the team for the Richmond Times-Dispatch, wrote a story yesterday, basically all of his observations on the minicamp from this past week. One of the observations he made was that the defense completely dominated the offense during live competition yesterday in particular. And then he wrote something about the quarterback situation, which we are going to take calls here in a moment. He wrote, most importantly, though, it's time to talk quarterbacks. Taylor Heinicke outplayed Ryan Fitzpatrick throughout the week, and once again, Rivera promised competition at training camp. We've already played for you all of the Ron Rivera discussion. And later on in his column, Michael writes, will it be a true competition? Will Fitzpatrick shine when it's time to roll in Richmond? Will he shine, when it's time to roll in Richmond? Stay tuned. But Michael saying that Taylor Heinicke outplayed the presumed starting quarterback in minicamp. So I want to start with this. I love Michael. He's one of my favorites. I think he's fearless as a writer, and I think he's also fearless as a radio guest. I love the fact that he is not afraid at all to be critical of the team as a beat reporter. But it's amazing to me that there is a market, and there clearly is, don't get me wrong, that there's a market for OTA and minicamp play-by-play. All of these guys are the best, and gals too, Nikki and everybody else, Rhiannon and JP and John and Ben and Michael and Matt and Sam, everybody that's covering the team. You're getting, you know, big time play-by-play from minicamp. None of it matters. None of it matters. I love the Taylor Heinicke just ducked Jamin Davis, stepped outside, and threw a dime to Antonio Gandy-Golden. Golden got both feet in on the sidelines. Wow! Exclamation point. They're being asked to do this. Trust me, I know a lot of these people. They don't want to do it. They're being asked to do this because there's clearly a market for it. Play-by-play of a mini-camp practice. You're getting that. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Our BetQL listener lines are open. BetQL, download the app today or visit BetQL.com. Twofold question. Do you believe Ron Rivera when he says there's going to be a legitimate quarterback competition this summer? He says he was disappointed that there wasn't one last summer, and it's his fault for not providing an environment for a legitimate quarterback competition, even though it was hard because there wasn't an off season. There weren't any minicamp days. There weren't any OTA days. And then even early on, remember with training camp, it wasn't a normal training camp. And he would have perhaps learned more about Haskins and the rapport he had with receivers and how much he grasped everything that was going on. He wants a legitimate quarterback competition this summer. He raved yesterday about Taylor Heineke. And he said some things that when I read them, I'm like, yeah, I can see that. He threw a very catchable ball. He did. All season long. And against Carolina and against Tampa, he threw a very catchable ball. So question number one, do you believe Ron Rivera that there's a legitimate quarterback competition when we get to training camp? Like Taylor Heineke could legitimately beat out Ryan Fitzpatrick. Or if Kyle Allen's healthy, he could legitimately beat out Ryan Fitzpatrick. If it's a legitimate quarterback competition and all three are involved, what if Kyle Allen and Taylor Heineke both outplay Ryan Fitzpatrick? Is it possible he's inactive day one? And then the second part of the question is, just give me a percentage chance on either Allen or Heineke in your own mind right now. If you actually believe that it's a legitimate quarterback competition, give me the percent chance that Fitzpatrick could get beaten out. Look, I want to take Ron at his word. I think Ron has become more media savvy here over the last couple of months. I think last year, you know, he was fighting cancer, and there was a lot of sort of conflicting statements within the same statement. And so we had a lot of that early in the year, and we were all sort of scratching our heads, not really following him at times on various things. But I think he's gotten it together. And I want to take him at his word that, and by the way, I think it's the right thing to say. I think it's also the right thing for your players to believe that they're in a quarterback competition. But, you know, as Cooley's told me in the past, they can talk competition at various spots all you want, but, you know, players aren't stupid. Like, Chase Young isn't in a competition. Every player on the team knows that. All right, Terry McLaurin's not in a competition at this point. Brandon Scherff is not in a competition for a starting job. So obviously there are examples of that. My personal belief is that Ryan Fitzpatrick is in that position. I know he's a journeyman quarterback. I know he has entered many situations where he hasn't been the starter, where he's been in a competition before. And I do believe him at his word that he was not promised the starting job. But I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is an absolute given as the starter. And I think the competition is going to be approached in a way in which, yeah, Taylor Heineke will get some opportunities with the ones in practice and maybe even the preseason game. And if Kyle Allen's healthy, he may get some of those opportunities as well. But I do not think it's a legitimate competition. That's my opinion. And by the way, if it is a legitimate competition, if they literally aren't sure right now, definitively, who their quarterback is, well then, if they really liked Justin Fields, they should have traded up and taken Justin Fields. I don't know. I know some people in the organization, and I talked about this going back to last February, I know some people were really high on Justin Fields. I do not know ultimately where he graded out. Like if they were 100% sure that Justin Fields was going to be a good NFL quarterback. Like I don't know where they had him graded. You know, we do know from some of the reporting after the fact that there were two quarterbacks that they liked that they thought about moving up to take. We believe that Trey Lance was one and that Fields was the other. If there's actually a legitimate quarterback competition and they're not sure going into this, then if they liked Justin Fields a lot, they should have traded up and taken Justin Fields and put him into this competition and said, we won't go the veteran route. Or sign the veteran and moved on from Heinicke and or Allen. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Do you believe Ron Rivera that there's going to be a legitimate quarterback competition this summer? If you do believe him, give me the percent chance that Fitzpatrick doesn't win the job, that either Heinicke or Allen wins the job. Let's start with Tim. Tim, go ahead.
Hi, Kevin. I do think it's a legitimate competition just because I believe in his mind, Rivera feels that he needed to at least start that way last year, as you pointed out, and did not. And so I think he's going to give it in earnest a shot. That said, I think I put the chances of Fitzpatrick not winning it at less than 25%, 20-25%, just because I'm assuming that Fitzpatrick's accuracy that he's demonstrated the last 3 or 4 years in the NFL will shine through in the end. I read in some report, I think it was the Richmond Times-Dispatch, that Fitzpatrick was sometimes throwing the ball this during the OTAs to where he thought the receiver should be, and used it as a teaching moment. So maybe that's going on and why Heinicke's looking better. But I think the team benefits by having a competition of sorts. But in the end, I think Fitzpatrick will win it out.
Okay. But you think that there's a 20 to 25% chance that someone else could win it out. I think there's a 0% chance that Ryan Fitzpatrick is, well, barring injury, okay? Take the injury out of it. If he's not injured, I think there's 0% chance that either Heinicke or Kyle Allen win the job. I think that Ron Rivera is saying all the right things, but I don't think there's this conversation going on behind the scenes after each training camp practice. All right, Ken, Scott, where are we? You know, where are we on the race here? Well, you know, Taylor looked good today. Second straight day, he's looked good. We've got him slightly ahead of Ryan. We've got Kyle, who's really coming on. He's third. These preseason games are really going to be, you know, important for this decision. I do not think that that's going to happen. I think we could see Taylor Heinicke with the ones in a preseason game. I think we could see Kyle Allen with the ones in a preseason game, or some of the ones. And who knows? Maybe we could even see Taylor Heinicke or Kyle Allen start a preseason game. Remember, the preseason is shortened. It's 3 games. And the third game is a full 15 days before the opener. So I mentioned this last week. I think the preseason is going to be treated a little bit differently than it has in the past. I think that last preseason game, we will still see a lot of starters in the first quarter anyway. I don't think it's going to be a preseason game where you don't see any starters. It's that fourth preseason game turned into the worst offering in all of sports. Let's go to Mark in Annapolis. Mark, go ahead.
Morning. I think you're talking about starting on day one. I might spread that out a little bit and just say that if they look good in practice, if Allen and Heinicke look good in practice, and the brutal schedule gets them to a god-awful record at some point, like 3-9 or something like that, I think you might see them try those guys out and see how they do as starters for the rest of the season to see if they need somebody for the next one.
We're not talking about that.
I'm almost certain it'll be Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, we're not talking about that, right? We're talking about who is there a legitimate quarterback competition? Do you believe Ron Rivera or not? And if you do, do you give, you know, what percentage chance do you give of Heinicke or Allen beating him out? I mean, I could certainly
5%.
Envision if he's throwing a bunch of picks and they're 3-4 or they're 1-4. I could definitely see a switch at that point because, you know, it's very possible they get into the season and they say, you know what, he's now playing his, you know, something resembling his age. And, you know, he's hurting us. We're losing games because he's making too many mistakes. And we got to try Taylor now at 1-5 or 1-4. That's definitely in play. But I'm talking about this summer and leading into the opener.
I think as long as they think they've got a chance at a good season, they're going to go with Fitzpatrick. He gives them the best chance. you start off, you see how he does. He's experienced. He's been around. And then, you know, if it doesn't work, then you go somewhere else. But I think on opening day, it's going to be him.
Thanks, Mark. I think it was something you just said made me think about something that, you know, they think they're going to have a good season. I think they have a chance to win the division again. I think that that's what they're looking at in 2021. I think they understand that they're not a Super Bowl contender, but I think they absolutely believe they can win the division again, you know, with a 10-7 record, something like that. And Ron's already said it a couple times. Once you get in, then you've got a chance. And I think that's what changed his thinking on a lot of things last year, you know, as the division was crumbling around their poor start at 1-5. Let's go to Paul in Maryland. Paul, go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm well, Paul. How are you?
Doing well. I believe strongly that Taylor has a 50% to maybe 75% to 50% that he will be the starter this year. I think what he did last year, and you call it a fluke or not a fluke, but what he did, the players like him, I believe, and I think he's coming in stronger this year, bigger and stronger. And what he did, you can't take for granted what he did in the playoffs, what he did with Carolina in that quarter. And he's what he's doing in practice now, and he's making a showing now. And if it wasn't a fluke, this new regime with Rivera, I believe Rivera will go with the best player that he thinks can win with this team. You got a young quarterback that can run. You got a young quarterback, everyone's saying he can throw and put it where he wants to put it. And his injury and his size might be one thing, but that's not going to be effective through this competition. You're not going to see that. I mean, he's not going to get out of. I don't believe he's going to get hurt in this competition in practices or even in the preseasons. But I think if he makes a strong showing what he did last year and continues to grow with it, I think he'll be your starter. Fitzpatrick is a backup quarterback all his career. He started and he's played, and his best position is coming off the bench. So I think he has a strong shot. I really do. Taylor has a strong shot.
Okay, I disagree with you, but something you just said there at the end, there have been some coaches in Ryan Fitzpatrick's career that believe that Ryan coming off the bench is actually better than Ryan starting a game. But let's be fair here. Ryan has started, you know, 145 games over the course of his long career. Let's tell you about the cash code. I think I've mentioned this already a couple of times this week. Your opportunity to win $1,000 happens every hour at 20 minutes past the hour, starting at 7:20 a.m. and continuing through the rest of the day on the station. So make sure you're tuned in to the station at 20 minutes past the hour, because it's time for the cash code here at 7:20. This hour's code word is BUMP. Text BUMP, B-U-M-P, to 72881 before 8 a.m. for your chance to win $1,000 in the national contest. Message and data rates may apply. That's BUMP to 72881. I see everybody on hold. Stay there. I promise I'll give every single one of you a shot. Do you believe Ron Rivera when he said yesterday, we're going to have a quarterback competition this summer? We didn't last summer. We're going to have one this summer. And if you believe him, what percent chance do you give either Taylor Heinicke or Kyle Allen of beating out Ryan Fitzpatrick? Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, team980.com. We are also on the Odyssey app. I want to tell you about BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 wager on any Euro 2020 tournament match. If either team scores a goal in the match, you'll win $100 regardless of your bet's outcome. All right, so if you bet on Belgium versus England, either team, doesn't matter if you win that bet, as long as one of the two teams scores a goal. You have to use my bonus code, though, to be eligible for this extra $100 to bet with. KevinS100 is my code. KevinS100. When you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer, use my code of KevinS100. Get ready to turn one goal into 100. Sign up and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use my bonus code, KevinS100, to win $100 in free bets if either team scores a goal in a Euro 2020 match. Bet with confidence at BetMGM and get a piece of the action. New customer offer. Paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 or older. Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
All right, 301-230-0980, our BetQL listener lines are open. Ron Rivera said yesterday that there's going to be a legitimate quarterback competition this summer. Michael Phillips, one of our favorites, said that Taylor Heinicke just outplayed Ryan Fitzpatrick throughout the week at minicamp. Do you believe Ron Rivera that there's going to be a legitimate quarterback competition? I'm talking about legitimate. You know, I'm not talking about what he's saying and the perception he wants to create, and even the perception that he'd like the players to buy into a little bit. You know, that Ryan's being, you know, going to be pushed, that the best man's going to win. I'm talking about legitimately, like there they are. After each training camp practice, let's break it down, you know, and then they're keeping track of it. And then they get to the preseason games and Heinicke, you know, gets his shot with the ones and throws two touchdowns on 14 of 18. And then Fitzpatrick, and that followed Fitzpatrick going 7 for 14 with an interception. Like, could somebody actually beat him out? I don't think that's possible. I think that this is not a legitimate competition, and therefore I'm not even going to give you a percentage chance because I think it's zero, other than injury, that Taylor Heinicke or Kyle Allen could beat out Ryan Fitzpatrick. And just to repeat again, if they really aren't sure, if they really are excited about a competition between Heinicke and Fitzpatrick or Heinicke, Allen, and Fitzpatrick, then if they really had Justin Fields graded high, they should have traded up for him, period. 301-230-0980, what do you say? Do you take him seriously? Paul in D.C., go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How you doing?
Hey, Paul, what's happening?
Hey, quick, I just want to say about Bogdanovich checking Kawhi Leonard, he's fouling the crap out of him, hand-checking him the whole game.
Yeah, so, Kawhi took a pounding and still made the right plays.
And they wasn't calling nothing. So, I mean, you know, we can always say something different on that. But let's get to the question at hand this morning. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't think that it's a legitimate competition in the way that you panned it out. But you and I both know as coaches, we might come into a season and say, this is my starting five. But then as you start looking at the practices and you start seeing some things, you might say, hold up, this guy just flat out outplayed this guy at this position. So there's no way I can't even justify to my team not playing this guy. But I think in this situation, in the professional leagues, you got so many other things at stake. Ryan Fitzpatrick signing that $10 million contract pretty much solidified him as the starter, because otherwise, I think the football team would have signed someone like a Tyrell Taylor or Jacoby Brissett and then had a real open competition if they really truly was trying to do that.
Yeah, there was some discussion that they liked Mitch Trubisky at one point, but go ahead. Yeah, I agree with you.
I think signing Ryan Fitzpatrick, someone who played superbly last year on a playoff capable team, although they missed it by a game or two, but I think that Ryan Fitzpatrick, right? They and had they played Ryan, they probably would have made the playoffs. I mean, you know, it's a good argument.
COVID before that Buffalo game to end the year, he couldn't play.
Right. So, but I just say that to say that. Ryan definitely was looking for a position where he can start. And I don't think that he signs with us unless he can, you know, was absolutely starting. Now, if you were saying, is it a competition legitimately in terms of, yeah, it's a legitimate competition. Tell if Heineke is fighting Kyle Allen for that second spot legitimately.
I agree. I think that's the battle. I think the battle's for backup. And, you know, it would be interesting if – what we were seeing and what we would be seeing would be, you know, stuff that we might see at training camp, okay, but more for you guys, stuff that you would see in a preseason game where one guy is just so much better than Fitzpatrick. We would certainly all of a sudden increase the conversation about it and maybe even legitimately consider it to be possible. By the way, one of the things I'd like to go do, and I haven't done, but I just thought of it, is I'd like to see how Ryan Fitzpatrick's actually played in the preseason on his various teams, especially in that first year when he got there, and whether or not he's one of those impressive or unimpressive preseason players. Because a lot of these guys, you know, you're just working on things, various things, and the actual results don't necessarily matter. But if that, you know, actually evolved, like it was like, oh my God, Taylor Heineke just went 9 for 9, you know, with some of the ones after Fitzpatrick threw 2 picks against the Patriots and they, you know, 9 for 9, 2 drives, 2 touchdowns, let's face it, we would be talking about it. It would increase the conversation, but I don't even think that would change it. He's not here at $10 million because they thought he would just provide really good competition and might win the job against Taylor Heineke or Kyle Allen. Let's go to Dominic. Dominic, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm well, Dominic.
So I'm actually gonna say I think it's higher than 50%. I really do. And here's why. The worst thing that a coach could do, and I don't care who it is, I don't care what coach it is lose the locker room. When you start losing the locker room of players and they're not interested anymore, you could forget it. I think that this team, Allen, Payne, Sweat, Chase, they truly believe that they could win the division this year. And I think every player on that team does. The minute that the quarterback play goes down could be the end of it. And okay. I truly believe that, you know, if it's going to take is just a couple of bad picks or a bad game for them to start chirping. And once they start chirping, you're going to really have a lot of questions to be answered.
Okay, but you're taking it a step further and predicting that Ryan Fitzpatrick plays very poorly and Ron Rivera is forced to do that. That's not the question. The question is, do you think it's a legitimate competition right now? That Ron Rivera is serious, that it is up for grabs between Heineke,
yes,
Fitzpatrick, and maybe even Allen. You do?
Yes, I do. And okay. And you have to throw in Allen, too, because you got to remember, Ron traded for Allen.
I agree.
And
I think they really like Kyle Allen.
And let me ask you this question, Kevin. If Kyle Allen does not get hurt, is Ryan Fitzpatrick here this year? I don't think so.
That's a really good question. I think it's definitely in play. If Kyle Allen never got hurt, Ron Rivera already told you that they would have had the same results with Kyle Allen that they had with Alex Smith, which means they would have won the division with a young quarterback that wasn't hurt, that was more dynamic in his ability, and they may have been less insistent on trying to find another quarterback in the offseason. I agree with that.
I actually agree. Last thing, Kevin. I know the I'm a soccer fan, and so is our president. Who do you have in the Euro this year? Thanks. I'll take it off the air.
God, Brendan and I were just talking about during the break. I'm going to root for Belgium. My friend Howard Gutman, who was the ambassador to Belgium under Obama, and is a listener to the show, and I've been there, and I know how important it is to those people. Are they? Where are they on the? Who are the favorites again, Brendan? I haven't looked at this. You follow it closely.
Yeah, so it's like Belgium, England, Italy, France, and Germany are probably the top five. Trying to find the odds.
What's the nickname of the Belgium team again? I forget.
Red Devils.
Yeah, Red Devils. I'm a Red Devils guy. I'm gonna bet it. I told Brendan this. I don't think I've ever said it on the air. I've been in Europe on two different occasions during this Euro Cup, and it's fun to just be in a pub while some of these games are going on, even if it isn't for that country's team. It's just so important. It's the second biggest thing to the World Cup. What does the rest of the world have? Does South America have anything equivalent to the Euro Cup?
Yeah, all the competitions do.
But I'm talking about in terms of popularity. No. The Euro is the second biggest popular event after World Cup, right?
Yeah, and then probably the South American and then North American.
What's the North American?
The Gold Cup.
I'm not even familiar with it.
Yeah. So the top five, real quick.
Uh-huh.
It's France is the favorite, plus 470, England plus 550, Belgium plus 650, and then Italy, Spain, and Germany all at plus 750.
What are the orange shirts from the Netherlands? Where
plus
are they?
1300. They are.
I'm right. They're the team that wears orange, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then no one else is really close after them. And Portugal's in between Germany and the Netherlands at plus 850.
Okay. Let's try not to lose the audience any further. Let's get back to the phone lines. Robert in Annapolis. Robert, do you believe that Ron Rivera is being truthful when he says there's going to be a legitimate quarterback competition this summer?
Kevin, I never really listen to any coach speak. There is a competition, but it's for down the road. There is virtually a zero chance that Fitzpatrick doesn't start this season. But he's only got maybe a year or two of a window with this team. So he gives them the best chance to win. Rivera knows that. So he's certainly going to be the starter at least halfway through, and then they'll have to assess where they sit. But he does have to see what he's got with Allen and Heinicke. So he's really got a tenuous situation. He's got to give them a lot of work, and I don't mean they're not going to make any decision what happens on a practice field, but he's got to give them, you know, at least preseason game time. But he also has to give Fitzpatrick time to form a rapport with his receivers and his line. You know, the way he plays, he ad-libs a lot. So they really got to get on the same page. So the competition really involves, you know, where they're going to go beyond this year. But it's all Fitzpatrick. You've stated all the reasons why, you know, of course, barring injury and all that. But what it does highlight is the Washington football team really does have a tenuous quarterback situation. There are very few teams that I say are in a worse situation. They either have a bona fide proven starter or they got a young up-and-coming guy with a lot of ceiling. So we'll see where he goes with it. But there's a lot of competition for other positions, but not for the quarterback.
Thanks for the call, as always, Robert. I think it's interesting how many people actually think that there is a legitimate competition, and it's the Taylor Heinicke effect. There's no doubt about it. The poll question was simply put, Ron Rivera said yesterday there will be a legitimate quarterback competition in training camp. Do you believe him? And 39% of you say you do believe him, and 61% of you say no. But the comments are more about, you know, Heinicke. Dances with Red Wolves on Twitter said, no, Fitz is starting all 20 games. Now, what I don't know if Dances with Red Wolves is talking about the three preseason and the 17 regular season, or he's talking about the 17 regular season and the three postseason. And by the way, if they had the top seed, that three postseason would mean the Super Bowl. 301-230-0980. I see everybody else on hold. We'll get to all of your calls. Matt Paris, who covers the team for the Times, will join us at 8. We'll do some Nats talk with Bob Carpenter at 8:30. Do you believe Ron Rivera when he says there's going to be a quarterback competition this summer? And if your answer is yes, give me the percent chance that either Heinicke or Allen beats out Fitzpatrick. Sabah, yeah, Rick, John, Billy, Rick, Mike, everybody on hold, stay there. Get to your calls next. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, team980.com. We are also on the Odyssey app.
Here's what's trending on the Team 980.
All right, what's trending? The Nats were rained out last night against the Giants. That game last night will be rescheduled for a split doubleheader tomorrow. Tonight, 7:05, Scherzer on the bump for Washington. They're 8 games below 500, tied for last with Miami, 7 back of the Mets. NBA playoffs last night, Milwaukee got on the board in their Eastern Conference semifinal series with Brooklyn, winning the lowest scoring game of the postseason so far, 86-83. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton combined for 68 of the Bucks' 86 points. That's the highest percentage of teams' baskets by two teammates in playoff history. Late last night, Utah made it a 2-0 series lead over the Clippers with a 117-111 win. Donovan Mitchell, another incredible night with 37 off of his game one, 45. The NHL playoffs, Vegas sent Colorado packing with a 6-3 win. They win that series 4-2. So the hockey final four is as follows. Vegas against Montreal and the Lightning Tampa against Barry Trotz's New York Islanders. Minicamp wrapped up for Washington yesterday. They will start training camp in Richmond on July 27th. French Open, Djokovic and Nadal in the semis today on the men's side. Tsitsipas and Zverev in the other semi final for the men. All right, 301-230-0980. Ron Rivera said that it's going to be a legitimate quarterback competition this summer. Do you believe him? I don't. I don't think there's a legitimate quarterback competition, which means I think essentially, unless he gets injured, there's 0% chance that Ryan Fitzpatrick isn't the starter. And by the way, beyond that, the solid starter. Let me emphasize that. I think that they believe that Fitzpatrick can start 16 or 17 games for them this year. And because of it, with the veteran leadership and the way he's played, and the fact that he's typically available, that they can win the division. I think that's why they went out and paid $10 million for a veteran quarterback when they did not secure Matt Stafford in a trade. 301-230-0980. What do you think, John? John in Columbia, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, John.
I couldn't agree with you anymore on all the things. I think there's zero chance. I think he's saying that to keep Taylor, happy and competitive in camp. But I do believe you're going to see Taylor or somebody else. The franchise quarterback's not on the team right now. And I reckon back to your last interview with Ron Rivera, and pressing him on the starting quarterback, and he just kept saying, well, we'll see how things fall out. It's like a senior at a prom getting his tuxedo on the last day, what's available. It didn't seem to be any urgency. This city is starving for a quality star quarterback. We've given up a lot of capital trying to secure that. We've struck out twice on it. But I'm like, you should, if this is not the most important position in your mind to win a Super Bowl, then I it's the one piece that's stopping the Redskins from moving forward. And
no,
I love
it's the one piece that stops any team from moving forward. I mean, it's 30 years without a true franchise quarterback. And even when they've had good quarterback play, they've somehow botched it, you know, whether it was bringing in Jeff George for Brad Johnson or, you know, letting Kirk Cousins walk without getting a first-round pick back from San Francisco. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Nick. Nick, go ahead.
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
First of all,
this is my friend Nick, who is, you know, a very informed fan. What do you think?
I think there's 0% chance with you. I think there is a second quarterback competition going on because I think that one of the coaches likes Kyle and one of the coaches still likes the new guy. But I think they didn't bring in – Ron got to pick this quarterback. He didn't get to pick Haskins when he says he wishes there was a competition last year. Yeah, well, he was forced basically to try to use Haskins. He's not forced to use Fitzpatrick, and he picked Fitzpatrick in a way. And I think there's zero chance that they're going to put in a guy. Taylor's great. He's just – he'd be great on 16 teams if he was bigger. He's just – he's my size.
Yeah, Nick's all of 5'6".
I'm 5'9", and okay, Heineke's – he's about 5'9", and he's under 200 pounds. There's nobody that's going to roll out for a whole season and expect that to work.
And it's one of the reasons, more likely than not, that he gets hurt almost every single time he plays.
He is a little bit bigger this year to see him than he was last year, but I think he was also in college last year when he got here, muscle-wise. I think he's put on size. But it's like the Flutie factor. Flutie was great when he played, and then he'd get hurt, or he wouldn't be great for a little bit. But you can't expect for 16 games that somebody in this league – I've had guys on the team that love him say, we would hurt him if we played him 4 weeks in a row.
Who do you – you said you think one coach really likes Kyle and another really likes Taylor in terms of the backup. Is the coach
that
likes Kyle –
Turner's always loved Kyle. Yeah, I think Turner's always loved Kyle. I think Turner's always loved Kyle, and I think he still probably likes Kyle. Taylor came in here. I don't think he doesn't like Taylor, but all of a sudden the fan base, first of all, is in love with Taylor. And Ron probably likes, you know, the excitement of what Taylor can do. And off the bench, that's the kind of guy you normally like for a game. You have a quarterback that's just coming in for a game. Taylor Heineke is perfect. He's going to come in. He's going to do something different. He's going to run around and he plays fearless. But for 16 games, it normally just doesn't work.
Yeah, let's not forget that these guys, you know, cut Taylor Heineke and kept Kyle Allen. And Kyle Allen was the first move they made at quarterback, or they was the first choice that they made on their own. And I think if Scott Turner had been able to do what he wanted to do, and he couldn't do it as a first-time offensive coordinator, Kyle Allen would have started the season last year. But I also think that Kyle Allen, that Taylor Heineke, that Scott Turner was very instrumental in signing Taylor Heineke. But that's because Kyle wasn't available. He was out for the year. And,
well,
and
yeah,
that's,
where you gonna, you're somebody you knew. You got to find somebody right now to sign.
Right.
There's only so many options. So if you've had a guy you've had in the building, you know he knows your offense and you did like him, obviously that's going to help. But I think the competition that he refers to, he wish he had last year, was is Taylor Heineke. I mean, or is Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen.
Yeah,
oh, no doubt.
I believe Kyle Allen would have been the starter.
If there had been a real competition and they were allowed to start Kyle Allen in the opener. Rather
if they had a whole offseason, I think they would have known Kyle Allen was better than Dwayne. I think they knew that right away.
All right, thanks. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right. Let's go to Sean. Sean, what do you think? Go ahead.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Sean.
All right. Okay. I mean, we've been through this before. You know, with coaches. I mean, this goes through the league. Some coaches like to give up information. Some don't. To be honest with you, this is an extremely hard thing to try to critique. You know what I'm saying? Because you haven't seen Ron long enough or heard him long enough to know where his mind state is. But I'm going to tell you right now, you paid $10 million for Fitzpatrick, and you had to. You had no choice. He was the best thing on the market. You had no choice but to give him $10 million. But that doesn't mean that you paid him $10 million to start. You paid him $10 million for insurance. Whether it was starting or not starting, you paid him $10 million for insurance. I understand Heineke is team. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't think that's something that
you could have paid $3 or $4 million for insurance with like Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor, come on, man. Tyrod Taylor can't carry Fitzpatrick's job. Well, Tyrod Taylor, really, to be honest with you,
why is Fitzpatrick insurance if he can't carry his job?
He's a backup in this league. He's a backup.
Because Tyrod Taylor could have won the job had he been here.
Tyrod Taylor couldn't. No. Tyrod Taylor is not your answer. Fitzpatrick is your answer because you want that offense to
No. I agree with you, but you said he was signed as insurance.
I mean, insurance,
he was signed to start. He was signed to give them a chance to win a second straight division title.
He was signed to make sure whatever decision you made, you had insurance either behind or you had insurance to start. You didn't sign him just because, hey, that's my start and that's it. No. I don't have Ron thinking like that. Ron's thinking on the fact that we get Fitzpatrick because he's the best on the market right now. That fits us a little better. So regardless whether I start Heineke or I start him, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't think he was an insurance policy. I think he was a starter policy. I think he was signed to start. I think one of the things, if we just follow the actions, they tried to trade for Matt Stafford. Why? Because what they had, they were not convinced was starting material. They went out and got Ryan Fitzpatrick after they didn't get Stafford because they were still looking for a starter. They paid him $10 million. Ryan Fitzpatrick took this gig rather than another gig because he's 38 years old. He played his best football last year, and he doesn't want to come in and back anybody up. And he looked at the situation and said, I can start here. They've got a good team around me, similar, by the way, to what Miami was last year defensively, and we can win the division and I can start my first playoff game. I think there is zero chance that he's not the starter. Sean, I want to move on because we're running out of time and I've had a lot of people on hold, but I appreciate the call. Let's go to Billy. Billy, go ahead.
Kevin, good morning.
Hey, Billy.
I mean, to me, the challenger at Ryan's a starter. Obviously, Ryan is a starter. The thing is, Ron had a virtual borderline Hall of Fame quarterback in Carolina. He's come to Washington. He had no quarterback. And it has created bedlam for this team right now in the first 2 years. He has made a mess of this whole quarterback situation. My first comment would be, if Taylor Heineke is so breakable, and you say he's breakable, and every fan says he's breakable, Ron, why is he on the team? Cut him right now and create the roster space. He's breakable. He can't play. He can't play 16 games. Get him off the roster.
It's exactly what Nick said. He's perfect as a backup. He'll come in. He'll make some plays. He's fearless. He throws a catchable ball. You just can't start a 5'9 guy for 16 games that's already been proven to be breakable. But he's fine
as a
ridiculous
backup. It's a ridiculous point of view.
Why?
What if he has to play 8 games? What if the quarterback gets hurt in the middle of the season?
Well, they're not planning on him playing
8 games. What if the quarterback gets hurt? He's the backup and he has to play 8 games.
Well, then you're in big trouble, like almost every team in the league would be.
We're on the third quarterback.
Well, every team's in trouble if their starter goes down. Almost every single team in the league's in trouble if the starter goes down.
Well, then why bring in a breakable backup?
You really think Cam Newton's a Hall of Famer?
He's a borderline Hall of Famer. He is a good quarterback and was a very good quarterback for Ron. He should have drafted a quarterback with number 2. He should have cut Dwayne or traded for Dwayne when he got here. He should have cut Alex. He signed Fitz. We're on our 6th or 7th quarterback. We have no future plan right now at quarterback. It's bedlam at the quarterback spot, and we're in year 2, dude. It's a nightmare.
They tried to fix it with the Stafford trade, which would have fixed it.
Here's an idea. 4 first-round picks for Rodgers, and let's get on with it.
Well,
and
I agree with that. You're not going to get any argument from me on that. You know that.
Thanks.
All right. Let's get Ivan in here because Ivan rarely calls in anymore because he's living the high life down in, you know, probably Del Rey or somewhere in a lovely spot in Florida. Go ahead. What do you got?
Playing bad golf, Kevin.
Yeah, hey, listen, we all are.
Yeah, I know you're pressed for time, so I'm not going to – I'll save it for last. But anyway, I give him a 34% chance of starting. I believe Ron Rivera –
Heineke?
Heineke. Yeah, I believe Ron Rivera cannot put himself in a position where he lies. And I believe as a coach who tells you there will be open competition, and if Taylor clearly outplays Fitzpatrick, who I love, and Taylor is the guy who we saw with our own eyes compete with the best last year, then I think, you know, he would have no choice but to see if Taylor is the franchise quarterback. Yeah, to me, the comp is the, remember the basketball guy, Freddie Lynn up in New York? If he's that guy, you got to give him a chance. And
Jeremy,
there's no downside to give him.
Jeremy Lin.
There's no downside. I'm sorry?
Jeremy Lin? Is that who you're talking about?
Jeremy Lin, right. He's that comp. But there's no downside to giving Taylor a short leash as a starting quarterback. We signed a lower top 16 guy in Alex Smith to $20 million. And $10 million is not $20
million. Bruce. That was Bruce. We don't want to do that
again. Well, I'm just saying we paid him $20 million, and he was a lower top half quarterback. And Fitz has been a backup his entire career.
You know what? Fitzpatrick's better than Alex Smith would have been. Last year, they would have won 10 games with Ryan Fitzpatrick as the starter.
Hey, Kevin, all I'm telling you is there's no downside to giving Taylor a shot to see if we believe our lying eyes. And if he is that guy, wouldn't you want to see him, you know, see what he can do?
It would be great if he was that guy. I just don't believe that he is. So I'm not with you on that. I don't believe that he is.
Hey, one last question for you.
Yeah.
Did you see in Israel that young men are dying at record numbers who took the vaccine?
Yes, under the age, very young people. The vaccine with the age group of like, I read the report late last night, like ages between 10 and 15 that are getting the vaccine, there seems to be an issue with it, with myocarditis, that heart ailment. Yes, I did read that. Thank you for that. And a quick switch of subject, per usual, for Ivan. Look, we may come back to this next hour. Sorry I didn't get to everybody. Matt Paris, who covers the team for the Washington Times, is up next. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.